很高兴跟大家再一次分享主耶稣基督的福音。
I'm very happy to be able to share with you the gospel of Jesus Christ.
我们的救主耶稣，他有一个永远的救恩，预备要赐给我们每一位。
And our Savior Christ Jesus have this everlasting salvation for all of us.
主耶稣的救恩是大能力。
And the Christ Jesus' grace is all powerful.
主耶稣的救恩也是我们的大喜乐。
And it is indeed our great joy.
当耶稣基督的救恩临到我们的身上的时候
，When the grace of Jesus Christ is upon us,
众人都有同样的反应，就说何等样的奇妙。
A reaction for everyone is the same. How great it is!
我们不晓得怎样奇妙的救恩忽然间会临到我们的身上。
And we may never understand that how this great grace will be upon us.
因为这样子的救恩不是出于人。
Because salvation is not out of man.
地上仍有许许多多的福音要传给大家。
The earthly gospels will be preached to every one of us.
一般人的福音都是说怎么做怎么行你就怎样得福。
And oftentimes the earthly gospel will teach you how to do it and what to do.
你打开电视不是教你怎样赚钱就是怎样得健康。
So once you turn on the TV and you will see they're going to teach you how to become healthy or how to make money.
他们说这些是好消息。
And they would also consider this as the gospel.
但是我们至终试过的人说一时有效。
And for those who have tried it, would say, oh, it works for a moment.
但是不可能永远有效。
But however, it will not be effective forever.
耶稣奇妙的救恩完全不一样。
And the wonderful grace of Jesus is totally different.
因为它不是出于人。
Because it is not from man.
它是永远有功效。
It will be effective for everlasting.
而且这个救恩临到我们身上的时候
，So whenever this grace is upon us,
它会改变我们整个人生
，It will change us completely.
这个改变不是把我们旧有的人生修补改造改造
，And this work and this change will not to modify the old being of us.
这个改变是叫神赐给我们一个新的生命。
And this change is actually for God give us a new life.
所以所有领受救恩的人
，For those who receive this gospel and this grace,
我们要一直注意这样子的救恩在我们的身上。
And we need to pay close attention and to acknowledge the presence of this salvation.
得着救恩的人要不再去注意自己。
And for those who receive this salvation, will not pay too much attention on yourselves.
要我们开始学习去注意这个奇妙的救恩。
So may we start to learn to pay attention more closely to this salvation, this grace.
当我们相信神
，when we believe in Christ,
神的大能要拯救一切相信他的人。
And the almighty power of God will save all those who believe Him.
这样子奇妙的救恩就发生果效在我们的身上。
And at the same moment, this wonderful grace will become effective on us.
耶稣基督奇妙的救恩。
And this wonderful grace of Jesus Christ.
它是我们永远的权利。
And it is our right.
但愿我们今天早上不用花一文钱。
And maybe this morning we don't need to pay even a penny.
不用花一点自己的力气。
We don't need to even spend a little bit of energy.
但是我们愿意把我们的心向神的话来打开。
So just open our hearts to Christ Jesus.
叫这个奇妙的救恩在我们每一个人的身上能够发生果效。
And let this wonderful grace of Jesus become effective on all of us.
盼望我们每一个人手上都有今天的节目单。
Hopefully every one of you got this program sheet.
上面在左手边有今天的纲要。
And we have this bulletin announcements to the left.
右手边有我们今天要用的圣经节。
And on the right hand side of this page, we have all the scriptures that we're going to read.
请我们先读一下圣经节。
Let's read through all the verses together.
这是神要向我们所说的话。
And that's the word that God wants to speak to us.
当我们明白这些话是对着我们每一个人说的时候，
When we start to understand that these verses are actually spoken to us,
耶稣基督奇妙的救恩就要临到我们的身上。
And this wonderful grace of Jesus Christ will be upon us.
救恩已经做了。
And this grace has been done.
救恩已经临到这个地上了。
And this grace has been put on us.
要需要有相信的人来领受。
All we need to do is to believe in it.
相信的人要享受这救恩的奇妙。
And for those who believe will enjoy this great wonderful grace of Jesus.
请我们先读加拉太书五章一节。
And let's together read the book of Galatians chapter 5 verse 1.
就是最后面所列的一节。
Which is the very last word from this program sheet.
请我们一起来念一下。基督释放了我们，叫我们得以自由，所以要站立得稳，不要再做被奴仆的恶辖制。耶稣基督奇妙的救恩有两个很实在的改变在我们的身上。
And this wonderful grace of Jesus had this very significant changes on us.
第一个是说到基督要释放了我们。
And one out of the first one out of the two says that Jesus will set us free.
叫我们得以自由。
So that we can obtain this liberty.
所以那个一个是释放。
And the first thing is to set free.
一个是自由。
Another thing is to get the liberty.
我们人对我们自己的生命永远不是太了解。
And we may never understand our own natural life.
从我们生在这个地上的时候
，Ever since we were born on this earth，
很少人明白什么叫做自由。
And seldom one person knows what the meaning of liberty is.
我们对于生命的事情也是模模糊糊的。
And we are all fuzzy about the definition of our lives.
人生在地上先学的是什么
？What's the first thing that we learn on earth？
我们先学的是认人。
And the first thing we learn is to recognize people.
然后认物。
And then recognize things.
然后认事。
And the second is recognize objects, and third is recognize things.
Events.
Events.
所以我们发现在地上我们教小孩子的时候先叫他认谁。
And we often find that the first person that we ask the baby to recognize is...
叫他们认得自己的爸爸妈妈
is to have them recognize their own papa and mama.
我们对生命不是太了解
and we don't know too much about our own lives.
所以我们就照着一代又一代自己的方法来教导孩子认识生命
so that we teach kids to know their lives according to the customs from generations to generations.
所以做父母的就要叫孩子们先来认识自己。
So as the parents, you will have the kids to recognize your own.
每一个家都一样。
And this is the same to every single family.
我们都愿意孩子们先来知道自己的爸爸是谁，妈妈是谁。
We all want our kids to know who their mom and who their dad is.
那如果这个孩子常常很糊涂。
And oftentimes, if this kid is a little dumb,
有胡须的叫爸爸
they will recognize the daddy because he's with a beard.
长头发的叫妈妈
And then he will just recognize the one who's with the longer hair, the mom.
那我们说这样子的小孩真太糊涂了
And we say this baby is pretty unteachable.
真的是不可教也
It is uncoachable.
但是我们事实上我们知道为什么需要先来介绍一个关系给孩子们。
And on earth we know why we need to deliver this relationship to the baby.
因为孩子们若不认识能够教育他们的父母的关系的时候
If the kids don't recognize this paternal or maternal relationship,
他们就不可能了解自己的生命。
And they will not be able to recognize their own lives.
耶稣基督奇妙的救恩就是为我们做这一个事情。
And the wonderful grace of Jesus Christ is indeed doing the same thing to us.
耶稣基督来到这个地上就是要教育我们所有的生命真正的关系是连于神。
And then the Christ Jesus came to earth is to teach us that all the relationship starts from us and God.
要认识生命的事情先要跟神发生关系
In order to know your lives you got to have this first relationship with God
地上的孩子不认识自己的父母就永远不知道自己的生命
The kids on earth if they don't know their parents they will not be able to know their own lives
所有的人类若不认识 造我们的神就永远不认识真生命。
For all the humans on earth, if they don't recognize God, they will not be able to know their own lives.
我们的神知道怎样教育我们。
And our God knows how to teach us.
他不愿意我们看见哦一个笑笑的脸就去拜他。
And he doesn't want us to idolize after a thing with a smiling face.
或者是看着哦这个偶像的身材圆圆的就是福气就要去拜他。
And he doesn't want to see us to idolize those the ones with a perceived as a blessing or
或者在西方的一些偶像就是说啊胡子长长的就去拜他。
Or to the westerners, we often idolize those who with long beard.
要我们真认识生命的事情，我们需要耶稣奇妙的救恩。
In order to know our own lives, we need to know Christ Jesus.
他是一个神的大能。
Because that is the almighty power of God.
他要来先做一个释放的工作在我们的当中。
And he needs to be here to do the first thing, which is to set us
free. 释放什么？
What he wants to set us free from.
释放我们在地上所有的捆绑，所有的缠累，所有的关系。
And set us free from all the yoke of bondages and all the trends on earth.
叫我们能够得着真的自由。
So that we may obtain this true liberty.
然后在这个真实的生命上重建所有的关系。
And upon this true relationship, that you will establish all the true personal ties.
这个是救恩两面的工作，非常实在，在每一个相信他的人身上。
And that is the double-edged sword of this salvation.
地上所有的关系，若离开了神，迟早都会出问题。
And all the human relationships on earth without God, one day will be broken down.
地上所有的生命若不认识神，迟早都归到虚无。
And all the lives on earth, if they don't recognize God, one day it will be all in vain.
耶稣基督是神奇妙的救恩。
And Christ Jesus is the salvation of God.
当我们与他接触的时候，
When we interact with him,
忽然间我们就跟神发生了一个关系。
All of a sudden, we have this relationship with God.
这个关系是一个奇妙的关系。
And this relationship is all marvelous.
这个关系是一个直接的关系。
And this relationship is very direct.
神的儿子亲自来指引我们这条认识神的路。
And the Son of God came by himself to direct this way.
圣经说他是个救恩。
And the Bible says this is Salvation.
是个大能。
It is a mighty power.
也是我们的喜乐。
It is also indeed our joy.
小孩子从一个无知的情形忽然间知道一件事情。
For a kid without knowing anything, all of a sudden realize.
叫他真实得着长进，帮助长大。
And the real thing that helps him to learn to grow.
这个孩子何等样的高兴。
How happy and how blessed this kid is.
我们人活在地上一段日子之后
，as a human being after living on earth for a while,
我们发现我们这个整个人的生命就是一个累赘。
And we start realize that our natural body is actually all flesh.
一个 burden.
It's all a fleshly burden.
每一个生命都是一个累赘，一个负担。
And every single human being here, it is indeed a fleshly burden.
在这个不知不觉的里头，我们整个人的生命就装载许多许多不同的东西。
And without knowing anything, that our body starts to be stuffed with all the things.
当我们小孩子真实在无知的里头的时候
，for a little kid without knowing anything,
傻乎乎的每天都很高兴。
And very naive, very happy every day.
但是这种的高兴不是正常的高兴。
And this joy and this happiness is not in.
只是因为他不知道他在危险的光景中，所以他常常很高兴。
It's simply because he doesn't know that he is not endangered by the surroundings.
但是当一个人慢慢长大的时候
，as he's growing older,
在这个世界上走了一段日子
，after traveling on earth for a while,
看得多了，听得多了。
Heard a lot more and seen a lot more.
然后自己经历了也许多。
And has also personally experienced a lot.
然后每一个知道都叫我们成为一个有负担的人。
And every knowing has become of the, a burdensome being.
圣经说, 我们每一个人都担了一个担子, 叫做罪担。
And the Bible says we have all carried this sin, which is the yoke of bondage.
这个罪担不是说你犯了许多的罪, 叫罪担。
The yoke of bondage is not saying that you have sinned a lot.
这个罪担,这个担子叫做装载了许多样的罪, 叫做罪担。
This is the burden of sins, is the burden that you have carried a lot of sins in it.
这两个当中有一点差别。
There's a little subtle difference between.
不认识神的事情的时候, 这个叫做罪。
Not knowing God is defined as sin.
因为为什么一个人会不认识神?
Why a person doesn't recognize God?
因为人与神之间有一道墙叫做罪, 隔绝了我们。
Because there is a wall between human and God, it is called sin.
当人离开神越来越远的时候,
When humans departed from God further and further away,
所有我们的看见, 我们的听见, 我们的知道,
and our knowings, hearings, and seeings,
都为了要叫我们这个人更多地保护自己,
is for us to protect ourselves even more,
更多地装备自己,
and to equip us even more,
好叫我们这个人能有更多地发展,
so that we can be a very successful person.
但是这一切的发展里头都是叫我们越来越离开神。
And this development or this improvement is to set us apart from God.
所以犯罪的事情不是一个, 是跟我们的时间, 我们的经历有关系的。
So sin has something to do with our experiences and with our hearings and timings as well.
从前我跟一个人传过福音。
In the past, I preached the gospel to this person.
我跟他传福音差不多十几二十年。
I preached gospel to this person for almost 20 years.
所以当他跟我都还很年轻的时候,
we were both very young at the time.
他从来不认说自己会有什么罪。
And he wouldn't admit that he has sinned any.
但是十几年过来之后,
and after 10 some years,
他不再为跟我争辩这个事情。
And he would not debate on this issue with me anymore.
忽然间有一天他改了口。
One day he changed.
他说谁没有罪?
And he commented, who did not have sin?
我知道他要得救的日子近了。
And I know that the salvation is coming close to him.
因为从前他是从来不认罪的。
Because originally he didn't admit that he was a sinner.
他现在忽然间发现谁没有罪呢?
And now he realized who did not have sin.
然后他有时候还说到自己一点的心事。
Oftentimes he will also share his own personal experience.
那他跟所有其他人都一样, 就开始愁眉苦脸。
And he started to be sorrowful.
罪担是一个经历时间越久, 发现越沉重的一个东西。
And burden of sins has something to do with the longevity of time.
罪担是一个一直在长的东西。
And the burden of sins is actually growing.
耶稣基督不要人担罪担。
And the Christ Jesus doesn't want us to bear the sin of burden.
因为罪担这个东西,你没有好好地看守它,它自己从里头会长大的。
And if you don't take good care of this burden of sins, actually it will start growing internally.
人能为自己做的事情就是尽量不让很多的罪归到里头。
And what we can do physically is to prevent things from coming into this burden of sins.
但是人从来不可以叫里头的罪越来越轻的。
But however, we cannot take out the sins from this burden.
耶稣基督来到地上给我们救恩。
And Christ Jesus comes to earth to give us his salvation grace.
不是要我们改变。
Not for us to change.
不是要我们为自己倒了那个罪。
Not for us to dump the sins out of the burden.
而是他要把一个新的生命赐给我们。
It is to indeed give this new life to us.
他要为我们担去了这个罪担。
And he will personally carry this sin of burden of sins away from our shoulders.
给我们一个完全新的担子。
And then give us this brand new burden.
这个新的担子叫做新生命。
And this brand new burden is also defined as new life.
这个新的生命里头装的是神许许多多的宝贵跟丰富。
And this new life is filled with all the abundance and the graces from God.
当我们有一天眼睛忽然间被打开,
and one day if our eyes are opened,
我们发现原来我们常常背着的是一个叫做罪担。
And we realize that what we have been carrying on our shoulders is actually the the burden of sin.
在这里有一个新的生命，有一个新的担子，是神要我们去负的。
But however, there's a new life, a new burden that God wants us to bear.
很自然的，很奇妙的，我们每个人都要去担这个新的担子，不要去担这个旧的担子。
And of course, naturally, we would rather take on this new life and new burden given by God.
到底这一个是什么样的担子？
What kind of burden is this?
为什么神要我们负这样子的担子？
And why God want us to bear this burden that He gave us?
这个担子里头装的是什么样的宝贵？
What is actually held in this burden?
但我们一起来再读一下圣经。
Let us all read the Bible together.
路加福音4章14到21节。
Luke chapter 4, verse 14 to 21.
请我们一起来念。耶稣满有圣灵的能力，回到加利利，他的名声就传遍了四方。他在各会堂里教训人，众人都称赞他。耶稣来到拿撒勒，就是他长大的地方，在安息日，照他平常的规矩进了会堂，站起来要念圣经。 有人把先知以赛亚的书交给他，他就打开，找到一处写着说：“主的灵在我身上，因为他用膏膏我，叫我传福音给贫穷的人，差遣我报告被掳的得释放，瞎眼的得看见，叫那受压制的得自由，报告神悦纳人的喜年。”于是把书卷起来，交还执事。 就坐下，会堂里的人都定睛看他。耶稣对他们说：“今天这经要应验在你们耳中了。”这是一段何等宝贝的话。How
precious the word is.
耶稣基督来到地上，并没有马上做事情。That
Christ Jesus came to earth and did not do things immediately.
他要预备自己，能够成为神所有在地上彰显的丰富。And
he wanted to prepare himself that God could express his abundance through him.
耶稣基督是神的儿子。
And the Christ Jesus is the Son of God.
当他没有出来做工之前，神自己亲自教养他。
And before he came out to do the work, God has personally disciplined and taught him.
And 神教导他一切关乎神的事情。
And the God taught him all the things from God.
特别有一点是在一个人的地位里头，他来学习神教导他的一切。
And one specific point is to teach him as a on the. Can you say it one more time?
耶稣基督站在人的地位里头。
Christ Jesus with the position of man.
来学习神教导他的一切。
And to learn everything that's taught by God.
我们的神是我们的父。
And our God is our Father.
父亲说到源头。
And Father speaks about this origin.
一个正常的人，他永远知道自己的源头。
And a normal person knows the origin where he comes from.
我们众人的源头就是神的自己。
And the origin of all of us is God Himself.
但是人不认识这个源头。
However, we don't know this origin.
所以人就随着自己的道路有所发展。
And a lot of times we drift away according to our own ways.
在发展的里头，慢慢罪担就越来越加重。
And as we drift away, this burden is getting heavier and heavier.
耶稣基督生在这个地上，他为了就是要彰显他自己的父神。
And Christ Jesus was born on earth. It is to manifest the abundance of God.
所以他学习父神教导他的一切。
And that he learned everything that taught by the Father God.
一个人要照着不照着自己的生命来生活是不容易的事情。
And it's not easy for a person to live a life that is not according to his own will.
好像是一个很大很大的约束。
And it's a very constrained and tight type of lifestyle.
神的儿子他甘愿自己有所约束。
And the Son of God is willingly to have this constraint on himself.
他要约束自己为了要释放我们。
And he wants to discipline himself that one day we could be set free.
他要约束自己的生命为了要我们得着自由的生命。
And he wants to constrain his own life so that we can have this liberty life.
所以当耶稣基督在没有公开服事的时候,
So even before Christ exposed himself to services,
他每一天的时间都是花在他神的面前。
He spent all his times before his God.
他学习听他父亲的话。
And he learned to hear from God.
他所有一切的关系都是从神那里开始。
And all the relationships start from the relationship with God.
他看见父亲做的，他才去做。
And he observed what God did, and then he started copying.
他听见父亲说的，他才去说。
And then he heard what the Father said, and then he started saying the same thing.
耶稣基督是奇妙的人子。
And Christ Jesus is a marvelous Son God.
他来到地上是要报告神悦纳人的喜年。
And he came on earth to announce acceptable years of God.
叫人能够得着神的救恩。
So that the humans on earth will be able to receive the salvation from God.
什么叫做神悦纳人的喜年?
What is the acceptable year of the Lord?
简单的说就是神悦纳人的时候。
It is simply put that it is the time that God accepts man.
耶稣基督来到地上的就是要来要报告这样子的好消息。
And Christ Jesus came on earth is to announce this good news.
简单的来说，耶稣基督在圣经里头说会有两次来到地上。
And simply speaking that the Bible says that Christ Jesus will come on earth twice.
第一次发生在公元2000年。
And the first time happened 2000 years ago.
2000年之前耶稣基督来到地上。
And 2,000 years ago, Christ Jesus came on earth.
路加福音第四章就是说他来到地上公开做服侍地上的人的时候公开服侍的时候的开始。
And then the book of Luke, chapter 4, talked about Jesus Christ explicitly start his work on earth.
他第一件事情就是要人晓得现在是神悦纳人的时候。
And the first thing that he wants everybody to know is that God knows everybody.
圣经里头还说耶稣基督会第二次的再来。
And the Bible also talks about the second coming of Christ Jesus.
第一次来主耶稣是要做完全的拯救。
And the first time Christ was here to save completely.
每一个耶稣与耶稣基督有接触的人
For those who have this relationship with Christ Jesus,
他就得着奇妙的救恩。
And this person will receive this wonderful grace.
救恩叫我们得着释放，得着生命的自由。
And this salvation will want us to have this liberty and with this life.
And 这个是完全的拯救。
And it is complete salvation.
主耶稣第二次来的时候
The second coming of Christ Jesus.
主耶稣说，在圣经里头说，主耶稣要做施行永远的审判。
And then the Bible says the Christ Jesus will render the eternal judgment.
什么叫做拯救？什么叫做审判？
What is salvation versus judgment?
拯救是叫人从一个困难的环境，一个生命里头被救拔。
And then salvation talks about the deliverance from a very troublesome circumstances.
今天我们所有信耶稣的人，我们都从我们自己的生命的困难、环境的困难里头被救出来。
And for those who believe in Christ Jesus, we have been saved out of our troublesome circumstances.
所以，但是神没有把我们从这个世界里头带走。
However, God did not take us away from this world.
这个从世界里头分别出来，完全带走的是第二次主耶稣来的时候才做的事情。
And what separates us from the world, that taking us away out of this world, is the second coming of Christ Jesus.
主耶稣应许他有第二次的再来。
And Christ Jesus promised that he will come again, second time.
当他再来的时候，就那个神悦纳人的喜年就要终止了。
And the second time that Christ comes, that will be the end of the acceptable years of Lord.
在那个时候得救恩不得救恩的人就永远分开。
So by that moment, for those who receive the salvation, for those who don't, will be separated eternally.
这是一件大事情。
And that is the greatest news.
大到这件大的事情，神在耶稣基督第一次来之前就差遣先知说到这件事情。
And this news is so great that even before Christ came on earth, God has spoken through the prophet.
所以为了要证实当神认真做成了这件事情的时候，众人都来相信神的旨意的确是真的。
And for God to make it known to everybody that he sent his son Christ Jesus so that we may know.
耶稣基督来的第一次来到地上的时候，
The first time that Christ Jesus came on earth,
他就是亲自来应验神预先借着先知所说的话。
And he personally fulfilled all the prophecies from the prophets that God has sent before him.
所以当他在在那一天来到那个犹太人的会堂的时候，
So when that day that Christ came to the synagogue,
主耶稣站起来要念圣经，
And then Christ wanted to stand up and read this Bible verse.
有人就把一卷圣经来交给他的手上。
So there's someone that will hand over the Bible, the book of Isaiah to Christ Jesus.
主耶稣接到圣经，打开来，以赛亚书六十一章。
And then Christ took over the Bible and flipped through it, and then that's the chapter 61 of book of Isaiah.
就是在主前七百多年之前，神界的先知就说到主耶稣第一次来的时候，的事情。
And it was the 700 years before the Lord's day that the God has sent the prophet to make this announcement.
请我们再来念一下这一段话的这一段的圣经，我们从第十八节念到第十九节。
Let's read it one more time from verse 18 through 19.
主的灵在我身上，因为他用膏膏我，叫我传福音给贫穷的人。差遣我报告被掳的得释放，瞎眼的得看见，叫那受压制的得自由，报告神悦纳人的喜年。耶稣基督传福音的对象是两种的人。
The recipients of the gospel of Christ Jesus are defined, is classified into two types.
第一种的人叫做贫穷的人。
And the first type is called the poor.
第二种的人叫做被掳的人。
And the second type are called the captives.
什么是贫穷的人？
What is poor?
原来以赛亚书原文的意义，贫穷的人就叫做谦卑的人。
And the original meaning in book of Isaiah talk about the poor is equivalent to the humble ones.
我们人生在地上不懂得什么叫做谦卑。
And for those who are born on earth don't really know what's the meaning of humble.
因为一个谦卑的人会受到亏损。
Because a humble person will suffer.
在地上越表现自己，越标榜自己，越得着成就。
A lot of times success are derived from the way that we express ourselves.
我们人生每一个阶段在地上过都是这样。
Every stage of our lives is the same way.
我儿子最近在那个要申请大学。
And my son is in the process of applying for college.
大学里头要大学生写文章，说说自己有什么了不起的地方。
Okay, and the college often requires the student to write a personal statement.
我看看他，他看看我，都不觉得太了不起。
And then we look at each other, we realize there's nothing too outstanding. Nothing too outstanding about him.
但是你就不能说我没有太什么了不起。
But you couldn't say that I couldn't find any excellency in myself.
你硬挤都要挤一点东西出来写。
You just have to squeeze something out, something good about yourself.
这个世界不是就是这样吗？
And then this world is the same way.
谁要你老老实实的说自己的光景呢？
No one wants to hear the real conditions of yourself.
我这个人呢不太好学。
And you can't say that, oh, I'm a person not very studious.
又没有自律。
And not disciplined.
每天要睡九个多小时的觉。
I'm a sleepy bug.
那你还没写完，但人家也没有看完，就已经不要这个学生。
So before they finish reading your essay, you're eliminated.
世界不是要你老实，要你谦卑。
And this world doesn't want you to be humble. Be honest.
但是呢，主耶稣传的福音的对象是要谦卑的人。
And the recipients of this gospel of Christ Jesus need to be humble.
刚好和地上的要求相反。
And it's totally opposite from the requirements of this world.
地上要你表达自己。
And this world wants you to express yourself.
标榜自己的功德。
and to take pride and to be prideful of your deeds and your
耶稣基督传的福音是要给贫穷的人谦卑的人。
And then the Christ Jesus actually wants to preach the gospel to the poor, to the humble.
要你知道自己实在是什么都没有的人。
And wants you to know that you're the one really has nothing.
地上所谓有什么的人, 其实也是一个对比的情形。
For those who realize that, for those who think that they have something, is actually to the contrast of you.
地上有些人好像有很多, 但是呢, 当一山, 还有一山高的时候, 你发现, 原来以为有的人, 其实也没什么。
Oh, for those who feel like they have something, once they compare to someone who has bigger things, they realize they are not the wealthy ones.
原谅我再说自己家里的事情。
Forgive me to share more about our own family.
我的孩子自小, 从小有一点天分。
And I discovered my son has this gift ever since he was young.
他的IQ非常高。
He has very high IQ.
所以有一天呢, 老爸测验测到他的IQ很高的时候呢, 他没有懂得骄傲, 我就很骄傲了。
So one day I discovered that he had a high IQ score on the test, and even he didn't realize how advantaged he is, but I feel very prideful.
所以呢, 那我们就去申请, 就是很高IQ的学校。
So we went to a very prestigious school.
他们的要求是起码是IQ145以上的人才能申请的学校。
And the bottom requirements of that school is to have a student who have with the IQ more than 145 points.
我的儿子不是超过最低标准一点点，是蛮多的。
And my son actually fulfilled much more than the bottom requirements.
所以也难怪我那么骄傲。
So, not surprising that I'm very prideful.
在排队申请那个学校的时候呢, 我是昂首挺胸的。
So, lining up to apply for schools, I'm very pride and they lift up my hand.
非常潇洒自由。
Very handsomely and very pridefully.
然后就左顾右盼。
And I just look around with my head lifted up.
问问前面的那个, 诶, 你的儿子也在申请这个学校?
And then just with the type of look and the voice, hey, your son is also applying for this school?
他的IQ多少啊?
How much is his IQ?
他是一个从苏俄来的移民。
Oh, this is an immigrant from Russia?
Yeah,
Russia.
他英文听得不太好，但是最后了解我在问什么。
And then he didn't understand a lot of English, but he understood what I was asking.
最后他就说, I don't know, about 200 something.
I don't know, about 200 something.
我一听了之后, 哇!
And I heard it, surprised.
这个很自然的事情, 马上矮了一截。
And then start become a little more humbled.
心里头不服气。
But however, I don't want to admit this.
这个一定是偶然的事情。
It has to be coincidence.
转过身来问后面的那位。
And I turn around and ask someone behind me.
诶, 你的女儿IQ有多高啊?
Hey, how much is your IQ score of your daughter?
220.
220.
原来我们 wow. 我们排队的时候是这样子的。
So originally we were lining up that way.
然后神就说话。
And then God spoke to me.
你为什么那么骄傲呢?
Why you're so proud?
有什么不是神给的呢?
Isn't that anything not given by God?
哦，我从那次之后， 这一次是第一次公开谈这个事情。
And actually this is the first time I shared this in front of you guys.
我们有什么本领都是神给的。
All the capability and abilities are given by God.
但是人很奇怪, 就是很骄傲。
So a lot of times we're very strange and we are very proud.
在我儿子身上的事情也不是我, 但是我也很骄傲。
A lot of times whatever happens to my son, I take pride in it.
这个我们的人就是这样子的, 不太贫穷, 就是非常高傲的人。
So a lot of times we find ourselves not being poor, not being humble.
但是主耶稣要来传福音的对象是贫穷的人，谦卑的人。
However, the parties that Christ Jesus wants to preach gospel to are very humble.
当我们想到我们是来到神的面前。
Once we think that we need to come before Christ,
我们有哪一个不愿意谦卑呢？
Isn't any one of us don't want to be humble before him?
来到 IQ 220又怎么样呢？
With the IQ of 220, so what?
很高也是神给的。
It is indeed very high.
我们神的 IQ 有多高呢？
However, what is the IQ score of our God?
我们神的能力有多高呢？
What is the mighty power of our God?
我们神所创造的一切有多荣耀呢？
How glorious is everything created by God?
当我们有一天忽然间知道在神面前要谦卑的时候，
Finally, one day we realize that we need to be humble before God.
我们真要说，我真是个罪人。
We need to confess that we are indeed sinners.
罪不一定是你做错了什么杀人放火的事情。
And sin does not necessarily characterize a person with the, who kills and the arsons.
罪是一个担子。
And sin is actually a bondage.
压在我们每一个人的肩膀上。
It is a burden that is pressing on our shoulders.
从某一面来说是我们的责任。
A lot of times it is our own problems.
做父母的有父母的担子，有父母的责任。
As parents, you have your own responsibilities.
儿女的也一样。
And the same to your kids.
在我们所有的人际相交的关系里头，每一个人都有一个担子。
So with all the interrelationships between humans, we all have this burden.
人生命的可怜就是不知道这个担子一天到晚在担什么。
And the poorness of our human lives is that we don't even know what we're bearing.
直到有一天我们发现这个担子不该在我们的肩膀上。
Until one day that we realize that whatever we have been carrying should not be on our shoulders.
因为没有一个人能为自己的生命付上什么样的代价。
Because no one knows what this person needs to put on for his life.
有些做父母的教导自己的儿女。
So as the parents, they discipline and they teach their kids.
他们愿意担儿女的责任。
And they want to take the responsibility for their kids.
但是有一天儿女不认父母。
However, one day, and this son will depart from them.
然后就伤了父母的心。
And then they are very hurt.
我们的神常常体贴这样子的心肠。
And our God will tender and will feel for these people.
所以这个谦卑里头还有另外一个意义。
And the humility has another significance in it.
圣经里头的话，以赛亚书六十一章说，神要医好伤心的人。
And in the Bible of Isaiah chapter 61, it says that God will heal the brokenhearted.
当我们真实谦卑在主的面前。
So once we really humble kneel down before our Lord,
知道我们实在没有办法负自己的责任，担自己的担子。
And knowing that we are incapable of bearing these burdens,
也没办法负别人的责任，担别人的担子。
And neither incapable of bearing other people's burdens,
我们真实谦卑在神的面前，而且忧伤。
And knowingly humble down before Him.
我认识一个很好的朋友。
I have a very good friend.
他非常爱他的儿子。
He loves his son a lot.
但是他的儿子有一天出了极大的事情。
And some great tragedy happened to his son one day.
And 他是从一个好好的孩子忽然间变得是四肢残废的孩子。
And from a very healthy kid, all of a sudden became a very paralyzed.
从来你没有看见一个人那么样的忧伤。
And you've never seen a person who's been so sorrowful.
他吃不下，喝不下。
He couldn't eat, he couldn't drink.
每一天只是那么样的哀叹，哀叹。
And he was been sighing every day.
他说我的医生就完了。
And he said my doctor couldn't help.
他的我的医生就完了。
Oh, he says my life is done. My life is over.
他所有的盼望都没有了。
And all my hopes have gone in vain.
他是一个很成功的生意人。
And he has been a very successful businessman.
但是他做生意也没有意义了。
However, there's no meaning into doing business anymore.
就只想陪着自己的孩子。
He just wants to spend time with his kid.
他那么样爱自己的孩子，却担不了他的责任。
You know, he loved his son so much, however, he could not bear the burden for his son.
他是一个伤心的人。
He is a heartbroken.
亲爱的朋友们。
Dear friends,
也许我们不需要经历那么样惨痛的经历，才晓得我们是不可能担自己的担子，也不可能担别人的担子的。
So maybe we don't need to experience something so dramatic in order to know that we cannot bear other people's burdens.
但是我们要体会一件事情是，我们真实也有过一些伤心的事情。
However, we need to pound on our hearts and say, we have indeed experienced something very bad.
耶稣基督了解我们的伤心。
And Christ Jesus knows our conditions.
耶稣基督来要给我们奇妙的救恩。
And Christ Jesus came to give us his wonderful salvation.
当我们谦卑在他的面前。
Once we bow down and humble before him.
主要医好伤心的人。
And he will heal the broken hearted.
主耶稣的福音还要对另外一种人说。
And the gospel of Christ Jesus is to preach to another type of person.
那种人是叫做被掳的人。
And this type is referred as the captives.
什么叫做被掳？
What is being captive?
当我们活在这个花花世界的里头。
Once we're living in this glamorous world.
任何的人、事和物都可能叫我们被掳。
Everything and every event will capt us.
越活在地上久的人
For those who live on earth longer than others,
我们被掳的情形就越普遍
For the conditions of captivity are even severe.
这个被掳不一定说是被不好的东西掳去的人
And the captivity is not talking about the person being lured by something very bad.
一个被掳的人就是一个被捆绑的人
A captive actually speaks of a person who being binded.
或者是一个被监牢锁好的人。
Who has been, is being prisoned or locked up.
他再也没有自己的自由。
And this person has no longer have this liberty.
当我们认识自己是一个被掳的人的时候。
Once we realize that we are the captives like this.
我们就要听见耶稣基督的福音。
And we should know that we need the gospel of Christ Jesus.
他说主的灵在我身上。
And he says the Spirit of God is on me.
因为他用膏膏我。
Because he has anointed me.
叫我传福音给贫穷的人。
To preach the gospel to the poor.
差遣我报告被掳的得释放。
He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted.
瞎眼的得看见。
To recover the sight to the blind.
我们常常被掳的原因是因为我们没有看见。
The reasons for us to being captive is that we don't see.
一个人有很好the嗜好。
And one person may have this very good habit.
他常常做许许多多的好事。
And he does a lot of good things.
但是这些好事的里头都是为标榜自己。
And these good things are actually to magnify him and to do good for him.
这个人也是个被掳的人。
And this person is also a captive.
当一个人常常做坏事。
If a person who does bad things a lot.
他有许许多多的坏的嗜好。
And a lot of times he has multiple bad habits.
我们比较了解这个人当然是被掳的人。
And we know this person is all, no question about it, this person is a captive.
无论我们怎么样来了解这个被掳的光景
regardless how hard we try to understand this condition of being captive,
我们知道被掳的事情是一个人实际的光景
and the events and the things of captives are actually our own conditions.
它是一个没办法逃脱的一个生命
It is something that is inescapable.
人活在地上久了
As we're living on earth longer,
常常就会听见一句话说没办法
And oftentimes we hear people saying no way
你发觉许许多多的时候当我们年纪越大我们就越会说没办法
A lot of times as we grow older, we say, you know, we can't help, no way.
一个说没办法的人就是一个被掳的人。
And for those who say no way, can't help,
就是一个被捆绑的人。
It's the one who's captive and being binded.
如果我们是常常说没办法的人。
A lot of times we say we can't help, no way.
耶稣基督要告诉我们他奇妙的救恩。
And Christ wants to preach his marvelous grace to us.
他要我们的瞎眼能够看见。
He wants us to see, even though we are blind.
叫我们能够知道有办法。
And then want us to know that there is a way.
当人不能，在神凡事都能。
And everything is possible with God.
神耶稣基督奇妙的救恩要给我们重新的盼望。
And this wonderful salvation will give us this brand new hope.
叫那受压制的得自由。
And for those who are oppressed, receive this liberty.
原来的意思是说被囚的出监牢。
And original meaning translation is saying those who has been binded prison will be set free.
我在没有得救之前有许许多多不良的嗜好。
And before I was saved, I had this some bad hobbies.
如果我一一的告诉大家，大家也不要听我在说什么了。
If I wanted to say to you one by one, you don't want to hear.
但是耶稣基督奇妙的救恩临到我身上的时候。
However, at the time that the salvation of Christ Jesus was upon me,
我同样经过这些人事和物。
I've also experienced same bad hobbies.
我忽然间发现这些事情不再捆绑我了。
But I realized that these things could not bind me anymore.
这是一件真实的事情。
And that is the reality.
需要每一个的人亲自去体会。
That each one of you needs to personally go through it.
耶稣基督奇妙的救恩是可以证实在我们每一个人的生命里头。
And this marvelous salvation of Christ Jesus could be testified or witnessed by all of us in our own beings.
叫我们愿意脱下自己的罪担。
So, want us, that will make us willingly to take off our own burdens.
然后要得耶稣基督他的新的生命，新的担子。
And then we will be willingly to receive this new burden and new life from Christ Jesus.
在主耶稣新的生命里头，重新恢复所有应该有的正常关系。
And in the relationship, in a right relationship with Christ Jesus, will restore us. With all the relationship with man.
当我们再信了耶稣之后，再与世上所有的人相交的时候
，After believing Jesus, as then when we interact with peoples on earth,
我们忽然间发现自己的太太更美更好了。
I will realize that our wife is indeed more beautiful than what you see.
自己的儿子更有盼望，更有成就了。
And your son will become more hopeful and more successful down the road.
而且我们开始体恤耶稣基督奇妙的能力。
And we start to experience this wonderful power of Christ Jesus.
叫我们不但只从耶稣基督一直得着救恩，得着生命。
And not only that we could receive this salvation, this life from
Christ Jesus. 而且叫我们与神与人都和好了。
And but also have this right relationship with both God and man.
并且借着他新赐给我们新的能力
，and with this brand new strength given by him，
甚至我们一直愿意保持自己在一个谦卑的光景，愿意来服侍别人
，and we will stay in this humble position to serve others。
我们每一个人不知道自己的年岁有多少
，and we don't know our ages or many number of years that we're going to live on earth。
当我差不多十七八年前，我在教会里头，因为得救之后，得着救恩之后，我愿意在教会里头一直服侍。
It was about 17 or 18 years ago that after I baptized, I wanted to serve in church.
我记得那个时候，我常常服侍少年人。
At the time, I served the young Christians a lot.
每个礼拜五，我都开着我的车。去一个圈子去接很多的小孩。
And I would drive my car going around circles to pick up all the kids.
你有时候要去开两次车，转一个弯接很多的小孩来。
And a lot of times I needed to make a round trip as well.
其中有一个小孩是我非常宝贵他的。
And there was one kid that I treasured a lot.
那个小孩非常乖。
And the kid was very good behaving, good mannered.
他常常非常的有礼貌。
And he was very polite.
所以叫人服侍他也很舒服。
And it was comforting to me to serve him.
有一天忽然间
and one day all of a sudden,
我接到一个电话。
I received this phone call.
说他被主接去了。
And then saying that this young kid has been received by God.
原来他生下来他的那个背就不是直的。
And then the problem is ever since he was born, his spinal cord was not straight.
他的父母就是一直要等他能够再长一点的时候看看有没有办法恢复他的脊椎。
Okay. And, you know, after he was born, his parent has been waiting that one day as he grows older, the spinal cord will be restored to the normal condition.
结果他的脊椎没有越来越好，反而越来越不好。
And then the things go against their wills, and the spinal cord of this baby, of this kid, actually getting worse and worse.
所以有一天他们家就决定要为这个孩子做一个手术。
And then this family decided one day to operate a surgery for him.
感谢主，这个孩子是在做手术之前就已经接受耶稣做他的救主。
And actually, praise the Lord that this kid accept Jesus Christ as his personal savior before he went through the surgery.
他是那么样的一个安静安息的情形里头被主接去的。
And he was received by the Lord our Christ Jesus in a peaceful and very a joyful way.
当他做手术之前，许多的教会的弟兄姊妹去问他。
And before he underwent the surgery, all the a lot of Christian brothers and sisters went to hospital to ask him.
他说，他们说，孩子，你准备好了没有？
And then they asked him, like, are you ready?
这个孩子说，我准备好了。
And then he replied, yes, I am ready.
我准备好耶稣基督要怎样拯救我。
And I'm ready for the way that Christ Jesus will save me.
他说，如果耶稣基督医治了我的背，
If Christ Jesus heals my back,
叫我能够恢复一切正常的光景，
So that I will live as a normal person.
他说，我感谢主。
I give thanks to him.
但是如果主耶稣要接我去，
If the Lord wants us to receive me to him,
他说我更感谢主。
I give thanks even more.
我们不晓得为什么一个小孩子能够说出这样子的话。
And we don't understand why this such a young kid will express himself with a brave way.
所以我们每一个人都为他感谢主。
And we give thanks to our Lord on behalf of him.
今天早上我忽然间想起他。
And this morning, I just suddenly remembered him.
我知道我们每一个人生不一定有很长的时间。
And I realize that we may not have a long life on earth.
但是耶稣基督的救恩就是要临到我们的身上。
But this wonderful salvation of Christ Jesus wants to be upon us.
他一面要我们借着相信来经历他的能力。
And through faith and through belief, he wants us to experience his power.
最大的用意就是要我们这个人的生命能够在他面前被改变。
The ultimate purpose is to have our lives changed before him.
叫我们知道不要再担自己的罪担。
So that we understand that we don't need to bear our burdens anymore.
我们被改变，我们来与耶稣基督的奇妙救恩联合。
And we've been changed that we've been united, reconciled with Christ Jesus.
好叫我们与神与人都和好。
So that we have peace with both man and God.
得着他奇妙的救恩，
and also receive his abundance.
能够在地上来服侍别人，
so that we may serve on earth for others.
圣经里头说，施比受更为有福。
The Bible says it is better to receive than to give.
救恩的目的，救恩的用意，就是要我们永远来侍奉神。
And the purpose of salvation is for us to serve others.
但是一个真正要侍奉神的人，
But in order to become a real server of God,
他的生命必须要是自由的。
And this person has to have a freedom or liberty type of life.
他与神与人的关系必定要是正常的。
And he got to have this normal, right relationship with both man and God.
好叫神的灵也能够临到我们的身上。
So that the Spirit of God will be also upon us.
叫我们传福音报喜信。
So that we can preach gospel and disseminate the good news.
叫福音能够传给地上所有需要的人。
And so may gospel be preached to everyone who are in need.
请我们唱诗歌99首。
Let's sing the hymn one more time. Hymn 99.